Well, once again, about this time every year, I'm joined by the Director of Education at the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, Adam Shoemaker, who brings along the wonderful associate Leslie Boughton today to talk about Keys Fest. Welcome, Adam, and welcome, Leslie.
Thanks,
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you for being here on this kind of snowy Tuesday. So the event, Keys Fest, is still a ways away, right? It's next month?
It's February 24th, so it's a Saturday.
But kids need to register, or parents really need to register their kids.
Parents should probably register their kids. yeah, so registration's at the end of the month, January 31st. And I guess I'll just say what Keys Fest is for those who don't remember. It's a long time festival we've been doing it with the Gilmore, but it's a day of master classes for students of all ages. And these could be students, you know, grades 1 through 12, who will work in small groups in a public lesson with a master clinician in piano. And so we have a crew of clinicians from around the regional universities who have worked with students who have, you know, been clinicians elsewhere and taught at summer camps in addition to their posts as professors. And so we have a really good group of six clinicians coming this year to our Keys Fest event, and it's in the Epic Center downtown Kalamazoo. We fill it full of pianos and students and parents, and you can actually come and see any master class that you'd like to see. So the 30 some we'll have will be free and open to the public.
The master class clinicians, you said, give their own mini recitals?
Yep, we have a little recital in the afternoon just before lunch. And we also have other workshops that students can do throughout the day. So they won't just be there for their master class. They can come and, of course, see other master classes and watch. They can also come for the recital. We will have a technology workshop, kind of a Q&A that I will be doing, talking about music technology and composition and interfacing with, you know, keyboards and computers. And then Leslie decided to do a workshop this year on scoring music for film.
Yeah, something she has some familiarity with.
A little bit. We're calling it Focus on Film Scoring. We'll be working with a Laurel and Hardy short called The Battle of the Century.
So that will be gathering a group of kids
to figure out
how to make the film work better with sound?
Well, indeed. Since Laurel and Hardy, this is a silent film and a silent short, we get to provide all of the sound that goes with it. So the students that have signed up will get a certain role as they come to, will view the film, decide what we need to put with it, which should include background music and a host of sound effects, which students really like. It's quite fun, and I brought some for later.
So it won't be all keyboard accompaniment you'll have.
It would be tricky if I had 25 children and they all wanted to play the keyboard at once. It would be rather challenging. So when I've done this before with students, we have had usually the more advanced students that sign up play keyboard and play songs that are supporting, and then often the younger students or anyone who wants to take a hand at some of these great sound effects we have.
Well, let's get back to the big picture again for just a moment.
Indeed.
What are some of the reasons for packing all of this in one day between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.?
Just for fun, you know. really, it's gathering these clinicians at the same time is challenging, and so having them all available. Also it's a little more exciting when there's a lot of people around all participating in the same event. And so students can see other students just like them who are playing piano at their level or just above or just below. And they can be maybe comforted or find camaraderie in the fact that they're all doing this when, you know, piano, we normally think of piano as kind of a solitary instrument.
True.
And so when you get to bring a bunch of pianists together, they're like, oh, there are more people that play piano like me, and they get to meet them and see them and spend some time learning with them. And they also get to, you know, spend some time. Sometimes their teachers come and watch and participate throughout the day. And then their parents come, and sometimes parents bring family members. And so it's really a celebration of our local student piano community in Kalamazoo.
And sitting as it does in the middle of school year, it doesn't require a whole lot of rescheduling, perhaps, for families.
Yeah, and so it's like it's during the day. The greatest conflicts we've noticed have been like evening dances sometimes for the older students.
Yeah.
But parents can also choose to do like an AM masterclass or a PM masterclass. That way they can kind of decide what part of Keys Fest they want to be at. And then,
well, I would say that parents will very frequently request that we schedule their student around another event that they have to do. Families are also busy on the weekends. It's pretty common. So we work really, really hard to make sure that students can attend all the things that they need to in their lives, not just our day-long event. So it's something that you can experience many ways. Keys Fest is something you can drop into and have your master class and drop right back out of, or it's something that you can stay at and enjoy all day. There's other features to enjoy other than the workshops. There's also an opportunity, well, one more workshop, which is the hands-on jazz improvisation, which is something that you can choose. And we do have an arts and crafts table that I'm very proud of. That's always a big hit. Last year we made piano key jewelry and sculpture, which was really fun.
From actual piano pieces.
Yep. We've done some piano origami.
Great.
It's nonstop fun.
Does this also serve as a preview to what kids might experience during the week-long camp that you stage in the middle of summer?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a different, usually a different faculty, not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
And it definitely, a lot of the students that do camp have done Keys Fest or do Keys Fest regularly. So it's definitely a preview into that. It's also a preview into, you know, the kind of collegiate piano experience. The master class being a staple of learning at a higher level. And also, you know, there's a lot of benefits I could go on, but the last one I was thinking about, what was it? I think I just lost it, but yeah.
Well, I was going to follow up and ask you, though. Yeah. I'm curious to hear about this improvisation option for a young pianist to come along, and can you really learn to improvise in one day?
Well, so these are hour-long classes, and they're a small group class, so every student will be on a full-size digital keyboard, and they'll be working with our instructor and Anthony Healy, who is currently working with the Gilmore Piano Labs and teaches at Crescendo and teaches at Western. And he's
plays out.
Yeah, and plays out as a jazz pianist. He's a fantastic educator. And he's kind of taking the lead on this class, who started it, which was Jeremy Siskin when he was here. And so these improvisation workshops, I'm always amazed. They're not going to be, you know, teaching kids to kind of shred over fast chord changes, but they really instill the spirit of improvisation and open up the kids' minds to how to begin, if they've never done it before, how to begin composing on the fly or, you know, soloing over a song. The kids who have done a little bit before, they do get more in-depth technique for chord changes and for patterns and for thinking around the keyboard. And so it's pretty cool. We adapt to the level that the students come in at.
Right. And students get tools to practice improvisation, which, of course, is something you think you shouldn't have to do. but it is. Practicing improvisation is like practicing any other part of an art form. And
as it turns out.
As it turns out. It's really exciting for them. So for kids who have never done it, which are many, right, many students who have always adhered to the music on the page, it's a great opportunity to begin. And for those who have done it before, we try to make sure that they're together with other students of their level so that they're getting those more advanced skills.
Well, I'd like to also talk about another person who's featured as a clinician at Keys Fest, and that is Yulian Tay, who recently joined the faculty at Western Michigan University as Sylvia Roederer, the wonderful professor, retired, and Yulian Tay is now a new music professor at the School of Music. She has a wonderful history here in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, so I think I first heard Yulian was coming back I immediately emailed her and was like, Yulianne, welcome back. Do you want to do Keys Fest? Because she is a phenomenal teacher. And she's a phenomenal pianist. I mean, I get really excited because good teachers, you know, once you notice them, it's hard to forget them, at least in my business. But she is also just an incredible pianist. And I think the places she has performed, I mean, she's performed in the past Gilmore festivals. She was working at Bowling Green previous to coming to WMU. And she's just, she can play anything. But she's also a very compassionate and skilled instructor and teacher. And so I'm excited to watch her classes, her all-age classes. She can teach any level, so it's pretty fun to have her back in Kalamazoo. Because I think, just having those kind of pianists in the town really, really makes Kalamazoo special, and having a local person too, especially at Western.
Well, thanks to you, Adam, we have some of Yulianne's music to play as an example of her musicianship. I think this is possibly from a live recital. We'll hear some Schubert.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
This is Yulianne Tay. She's one of the clinicians featured at Keys Fest, which the Gilmore will present on Saturday, February 24th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All the details on registration and more are at the website, thegilmore.org. And, right now no one's really... Everyone in the office who would handle such things is right in front of me. But
<It's true. laughs>
you can jot down the phone number 342-1166 if you wanted to speak to Adam or Leslie in person. Pianist Yulianne Tay with music of Schubert, and she's one of the clinicians who will be teaching young people on February 24th as part of Keys Fest, which is a day-long set of workshops and activities for young keyboardists. It's presented by the Gilmore, and here to talk about it, are Adam Shoemaker and Leslie Boughton from the Education Department at the Gilmore. Which is really an important part of the Gilmore as a whole. Was it part of Irving S. Gilmore's intention, or did that come along later after his legacy was established?
Yeah, so Keys Fest, if I get my history correct here, it developed and I think was really spearheaded by Susan Lawrence, the education director before me. And she really spent a lot of time engaging the local piano community. And so Keys Fest was a way to offer an educational experience unlike other educational experiences. So like a young pianist has competitions like the SATs from the Michigan Music Teachers Association and kind of these competitive or graded experiences with piano. And Keys Fest is a piece of that in the sense that it's non-competitive. And so you're there to learn. And some of these students use the time to take a piece that they've learned really well and really polish it and get the kind of finishing touches. Others use it in preparation for solo ensemble or other, you know, competitions and where the pressure's a little higher. And so I love Keys Fest because it's not competitive. And so the students can just focus on the learning, and the experience and the comments and the feedback.
That fits with the thing that Gilmore is famous for, which is the Gilmore Award, Gilmore Artist Award. And again, that's always awarded after a secret adjudication. So, yeah.
I would say that part of what the Gilmore does stand for, though, is educating our community and providing educational opportunities for people to always be coming to music. Jazz, for example, is not an art form that is necessarily readily understandable or enjoyable to everyone at every age. Sometimes kids don't quite know about that. And to educate them, to have an opportunity to take artists in the community or to bring them in and teach them a little improvisation, to do those sorts of things, continues to make an audience that is knowledgeable about those art forms and that do come to appreciate them and that do eventually love and continue to go to concerts of those art forms, which is true of classical music as well in this day and age when kids are, well, kids of every age into pop music. It's really a wonderful opportunity to make sure that we're still reaching out to them and showing them the beauties of classical music as well.
Mm-hmm. I know that you deal with all the applications in your office, and are you often seeing names you know return? Establishing relationships with whole families.
We have families that come back year after year. They do the Keys Fest, they do camp. I find that sometimes, like, when I don't see them, like, occasionally I'll remember them, like, I'll check in and be like, hey, I didn't see you, like, sign up, you know? Is there everything going all right? Can I help with anything? You know, sometimes it's just, you know, schedules and family stuff. But it's fun because you get to know just, you know, even just these little moments that we have with them. You get to know them and watch the students grow into really incredible musicians. And the parents get to be part of that, too. And that's... Yeah, being a parent myself, and you know, Leslie can attest to this, it's just fun seeing your kids kind of work through programs and work with similar people or the same people. It's special, yeah.
Well, and it's great to see those piano teachers come back again and again that have studios in the area, and then to find new piano teachers that are beginning new studios and piano teachers that you never knew were there. To make those friends and to help them connect with other people in their profession is exciting as well.
Yeah, you've really been building a network, both of young people and their families and of teachers from around here.
We have so many great teachers and studios, you know, with teachers. And the other thing I like about Keys Fest is teachers, we often solicit them to room monitor for us. So they help take notes for the students and just little bullet points of what the clinician was saying. They help keep time. And I find a lot of teachers will go, that's a great technique of teaching. I like what this clinician said. I'm going to use that for my own teaching. I also get a kick when teachers go, you know, I've been saying that for 6 months. I'm glad somebody else told them about that fingering.
Sure.
They're gonna get it now.
Well, you could call that another advantage to taking your child and putting them with someone brand new. And you're sometimes just able to hear things a little differently when it's coming from a stranger who you've never met before but has some really smart things to say.
Right, that outside perspective is valuable when we get habituated to working with one person. Yeah.
My guests are Adam Shoemaker and Leslie Boughton from the Gilmore Education Department. And Keys Fest is Saturday, February 24th. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., although you can sort of arrange things to work for your day and activities. I should have said earlier, there is a fee to register, and you can find out all those details at thegilmore.org or make a note to call 342-1166 in about an hour from now when Adam and Leslie are back in the office, and they can talk you through it. Up next, I thought we'd hear another piece from one of your clinicians. And has Tian Tian been part of Keys Fest before?
No. Tian Tian came recommended to me through a colleague up at Grand Valley named Suk Young Cho, who is doing great things up there with the piano, pianist at GVSU. And so I initially had asked her, but she had conflicts. And she's like, you know, you really need to have Tian Tian because she's incredible. and she's just over at Oakland. And so I always love building those networks of new faces at Keys Fest, because it's fun for the students too, and the parents and the teachers. And I think she's going to be really, really great to have this year.
So did you say Oakland?
Oakland, yep.
Yep, Oakland University in the Detroit area. Okay. So Tian's new to us, but she's certainly not new to Metro Detroit, where she's making some waves in that department.
Okay. Well, Adam, thanks for bringing along a little clip of Tian playing some Beethoven. Let's have a listen.
Thanks.
We heard the playing of Tian. She is a professor of music coming to visit Kalamazoo on February 24th to be part of a team of clinicians who will present master classes for young pianists in Kalamazoo and greater West Michigan. Here to talk about it are Adam Shoemaker and Leslie Boughton from the Gilmore Education Department. Registration is online at the Gilmore.org or by calling 342-1166. You can leave a message or later today speak with Leslie or Adam about it. Why don't we do a quick recap again for those who may have tuned in just now? And why don't I ask you to do this time,
I'm
Leslie?
I'm going to pass this to Leslie.
What is Keys Fest?
Oh, great. Keys Fest is a day of master classes for young students aged first grade through senior in high school. Students get to come and have a master class with a university-level professor and have a chance to perform and get feedback right in the moment. It's an exciting day. Students can choose to come to just their master class or do some of the other exciting things we have planned. Those things include being able to sign up for jazz improvisation workshops with Anthony Healy. There's also a music technology zone where you can learn about keyboards and music interfaces and all those fun bits of electronic gear that are becoming so exciting now. And also there's an option to do a film scoring workshop that will focus on a film short from the 1920s. It's Laurel and Hardy, called The Battle of the Century. Other activities include the Gilmore Craft Table. There will be people there from the Sherman Lake YMCA to talk about our piano camp, which happens every summer. And Marshall Music will be on hand. You'll be able to browse sheet music and look at some of the things they have for sale. There's always free cocoa and coffee that's provided to us by Irving's Marketplace and the Water Street Coffee Roasters.
Terrific. Again, that's Saturday, February 24th, and registration is due by the 31st of this month, which would be next Wednesday.
That is true, but I also say, too, if you're a little behind, just give us a call. We can normally squeeze people in that week after registration, but we will be scheduling pretty soon thereafter and getting that 30 masterclass schedule looking really good. So,
right, for my sake, you're encouraged to be on time.
Yeah, but do give us a call. You know, I'm happy to help.
Once again, I wanted to mention the improvisation workshops. They are an additional charge, not too much. Anthony Healy came to us from Massachusetts. I remember he's been to WMUK, mm-hmm. and he's the fellow you might have heard around Christmas time. Improvising on Christmas carols and giving us the right kind of holiday spirit before the holidays. Anthony Healy studied with Jeremy Siskind as a master student at Western and now has kind of filled some of the shoes that Siskin left when he went back to California.
I think Anthony has the right kind of spirit generally. Yeah. He's a wonderful instructor and a great fella. He's got a wonderful way with young people and bringing them along to learn piano generally and to learn improvisation. He's a...
Shouldn't he be getting a new young person himself?
That is true. Imminently. Yeah. He's a new daddy pretty soon here. I can't remember how soon, but yeah.
Soon.
He might be a little tired at Keith's Best, but no worries because he's top notch.
He's a pro.
So he's a pro. Yeah, he's a jazz musician, you know.
Well, finally, I'm really still curious to hear about this Laurel and Hardy film that will give kids an opportunity to make a film score. First of all, could you describe what happens in this clip, this Laurel and Hardy short?
Well, sure. Laurel and Hardy, first of all, are a really classic comedy duo. They're sort of an odd couple, if you will. And the way that it begins is that there's a banana and the peel is dropped and slipped upon, and then the blame gets passed around. And just so happens that a truck with pies comes to park right there.
Imagine.
And before you know it...
Cream pies?
Cream pies.
Yeah, right?
There are cream pies in the face of Laurel and then Hardy, and then Laurel and Hardy together, and then the lady that walks up, and the other lady, and the fellow having his teeth worked on at the dentist, and... pies are flying everywhere, and it's very, very droll. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of action. It's very quick. And there are many, many, many opportunities to make a great musical joke.
Now, when you and I did some of this kind of work for a group called Blue Dahlia a few years ago for silent films, we would have to watch these movies over and over and over to time pies in the face, for example.
That's right.
So how are you going to accomplish this with kids in...
an hour?
Yeah, in an hour.
That's what we're all wondering.
That's a great question. Well, chances are we won't manage the whole film. Chances are we'll get a piece of it going. But it depends on the students and what they're capable of, and it depends on what they think is important and funny. In my work with Education for the Arts, because I'm a teaching artist for them, it's been a large part of my practice to make sure that what I do is student-driven. So it will really depend on who's in the room. So we'll start scene by scene and assign jobs to various people. Usually what will happen when I've done this before with students and we've used a short clip is we've watched the film two or three times in rapid succession so that we had it in our heads. I'll probably have materials that will lay out with the scenes as they're coming. And then look for students who are able to provide musical background in a really steady way, which will probably mean older students. But not necessarily. You never know who's going to be there. But I imagine we'll have a music bed to place all sorts of sound effects on for the humor of what's going to come next. And we'll see how far we get and perform it live for anyone who wants to watch.
Do you have any examples of sound effects?
Oh, my. Well, I brought...
Funny you ask.
Funny you should ask. I have all manner of sound effects here. There's quite a range. Things that are very technical, such as this squeaky toy.
That's, yeah.
Right?
You really have to work up to that one.
You do have to work up to the dog squeaky toy, which is extremely handy. And then other things that are instruments, like this cabasa. This thing here is called
somebody skidding on the ground or something.
Well, you never know. It also works nicely as a rattlesnake. You can do all sorts of funny things. You discover what sounds these instruments make. This thing is called a vibra slap. I'll do it off mic so it's not too loud. This thing is a wiro, often heard in Latin music. Wonderful scrapey sound. Here we have goat hooves and some nuts.
Or are they? That could be rain.
Or are they? Well, it could be rain or something squidgy.
Actually see what you're holding, Leslie. You could say anything.
Right? We have one of these. which is important.
Very important. Just
this,
catch.
In case someone should slip on that banana peel we were mentioning.
Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, we're talking about Keys Fest.
It's shocking, but true. They're so far from classical piano, but yet.
But yet. Well, I'm sure that there will be some classical piano involved. This is just sort of the fun stuff that goes with it.
Right.
Here's a duck call.
Fabulous. You're the best duck caller I know, Lester. Okay, that's mine.
Right?
You need to give that back.
It's nonstop fun. Here, you should play this.
Oh, hey, a squeeze box.
A
neato.
Squeeze box.
Okay, we're getting far from the subject. Let me remind folks that this is one of the offerings this year at Keys Fest, and it's a chance to score a very silly, wonderful classic short by Laurel and Hardy. As far as I can get with that. Well, thank you both for coming to talk about Keys Fest, which sounds a lot more fun now than it did at the top of the hour. Again, it's the 24th. You want to give us the details?
Sure. Yeah. So Keys Fest is February 24th. We ask students who want to be in a master class to sign up by the end of January, and they can sign up online or by calling the office at 342-1166. And there's lots of things to do throughout the day. So once they register, they can kind of pick their, choose their own adventure through the schedule and decide at which points to come and stay and listen or join a workshop. We ask that students, you know, also mark, check the workshops they want to attend. The hands-on jazz workshop is a little extra charge, but it's definitely worth it. And then, of course, we have our film scoring workshop with Leslie, live action film scoring. Maybe we should call it that.
Exactly.
And there's just a lot of fun to be had and a lot of things to do. But again, the whole day is centered around the master class and these group learning experiences. I just remind students too that even though you're there to perform your own piece and get feedback on your own piece, there's so much to learn from watching your peers go through the same performance and feedback. And sometimes we forget that because we're so nervous to play. But you can learn a lot from seeing people play other pieces that maybe you're looking to play or pieces that you played, you know, a year ago. And you can glean some performance techniques or a new inspiration to performing through those master classes. And so we encourage students to really be attentive and engaged in those classes.
Well, and don't forget, there's a clinician recital at 12:15.
Mm-hmm.
It is open to the public. We'll see wonderful people play, these clinicians that are from around, really around the region at universities, who are marvelous instrumentalists themselves.
Just at the end of our hour, beyond Keys Fest, are you looking forward to being out there during the Gilmore Festival this spring? What do you have?
Oh, you bet you are. We are. So, I mean, it is a festival year. This comes around every 2 years because it's just that gigantic. And Leslie and I have been working really hard on our Gilmore Family Concerts, which lead up to the festival in April. And we are excited to bring back piano superstar Alpen Hong, who will be touring around the area doing a variety of performances. And culminating in two performances, one that he wrote for theater and piano called Chasing Chopin, which is his autobiographical journey through his piano experience. And then the next day he turns around and performs Rhapsody in Blue with the KJSO, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a really rocking week and a half of Alpen Hong. And so we're excited to start off the festival with that. And then a few days later, the festival begins, and there's so many good things happening. We should come back for a couple other radio shows.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll be back to talk about that. And the details, however, are already posted
already
at
open,
thegilmore.org. Yeah. Well, Leslie Boughton and Andy Adam Shoemaker. Sorry, I'm thinking of comedy duos. Adam, thank you very much for being here today to talk about Keys Fest.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you, Kara.
We're going to finish the hour listening to another pianist who will appear as clinician. Her name is Alexandra Mascolo-David, and she is a champion for the music of a Brazilian composer, Francesco Mignone. And as it turns out, she has recorded a piece for orchestra and piano by this composer with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Here's a Brazilian Fantasy No. 1.